Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
The hard red winter wheat industry hosting a trade team from Nigeria and South Africa this last week. Gerald Theus is Deputy Regional Director of Operations for U.S. Wheat Associates. He's based in Cape Town, South Africa. He's accompanying these wheat millers that have been touring in Oklahoma and in Kansas. And he said that these millers have a specific message that they have been delivering to the industry here in the Southern Great Plains.
We need white wheat, white wheat. We introduce hard white wheat, American hard white wheat to Nigeria about 4 or 5 years ago, and they really liked it. They were the biggest importer of hard white wheat, and the following year they couldn't get it. The farmers just, you know, for technical reasons, logistical reasons, they just didn't produce it. So the Nigerian millers turned to Australia. Australia has a hard white wheat, or they call it Australian white wheat, and that took a lot of market share away from us. A hard or a white wheat ton for ton replaces hard red winter wheat. So we lost not only the sales of hard white wheat, but we lost considerable sales of hard red winter as well, too.
Theus said the millers were encouraged by a meeting with OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver, who's been working on new wheat varieties, including hard white wheat. He says those wheat millers are now hoping that U.S. wheat producers will grow enough white wheat in the days ahead to meet their needs. The Arkansas State Plant Board this past Friday did vote to pass a proposed emergency rule to ban the use of in-crop dicamba with an exemption for pasture land and to expedite the rule, increasing civil penalties for dicamba misuse. The proposed rule is the first step in the process of establishing the emergency rule. Still has to be reviewed by the governor as well as the executive subcommittee of the Arkansas Legislative Council for final approval. A spokesman for the governor says that he's been looking closely at the issue, following it closely, and will be conducting a thorough review of the proposed rule as soon as possible. As of this last Friday morning, the board had to receive 242 complaints about dicamba drift across 19 counties in that state, and the number continues to grow day by day. The complaints are what triggered the vote. Dr. Bob Scott, professor, weed scientist at the University of Arkansas, says that he's done a rather unscientific study surveying farmers in the region, and there may be as many as a half a million acres of dicamba-tolerant soybean crops as of last week that either hadn't been sprayed or could possibly need a second application of dicamba. According to Dr. Scott, the bottom line is if a farmer planted Xtend soybeans because he has glyphosate-resistant pigweed, he would be left without an option to control pigweed, so a ban would be a really bad deal, he says, for those guys. You've got farm news on Ron. The folks at Superior Livestock proudly present the Big Sky Roundup Friday, June 30th, broadcast live from Billings, Montana, to be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Sell time at 8 a.m. Central Time, 55,500 head, including 2,700 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, 9,900 weaned calves, and 38,000 calves on cows. For more details about the sale, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.